Randy Blythe, the lead singer for the US band Lamb of God, was cleared of manslaughter on Tuesday by Prague's municipal court, a charge related to the death of a young fan at the band's show in Prague 3 years ago. According to the presiding judge, the singer committed no crime and the blame for the death largely lay elsewhere, where the show's organizers. Jan Wellinger has the details.
19-year-old Daniel Nosek was described as a big fan of U.S. metal band Lamb of God, a band he traveled to see in Prague on May 24, 2010, an evening that would prove fateful. At the concert, the youth, who was not under the influence of drugs or alcohol, breached a security barrier and climbed onto the stage before being pushed off by singer Randy Blythe and falling and hitting his head. In his testimony, the singer said he saw the young man get up and that surrounding fans had signaled the fan was okay. However, later in the evening, the young man was rushed to hospital for emergency brain surgery. He slipped into a coma and died several weeks later. All the same, judges at the Prague Municipal Court on Tuesday ruled that Mr. Blythe's actions constituted no crime, suggesting mistakes leading up to the death were made primarily by the concert organizers. Judge Tomáš Kubovec.
If steps stipulated in the performance contract had been respected, the incident would never have taken place.
The judge was referring to lax crowd control at the concert as well as a stage barrier which had been set up too close to the band itself. Evidence that Mr. Nosek was not the only one to breach the barrier on the evening in question is a video of another attendee which TV sources took from YouTube. Had security been upheld, as the judge had said, there would have been no contact, no altercation between the heavy metal performer and anyone from the public. Even the uncle of the deceased admitted on Tuesday in court that the family did not think that fault lay solely with the singer.
From the testimony we heard today, we don't even think that he is entirely to blame.
Frontman Randy Blythe had maintained that if he had felt responsible, he would have admitted it before, and during his trial he always maintained he would not shy away from any consequences. Had he been found guilty, he faced between 5 and 10 years in prison. In court on Tuesday, he offered the family of Daniel Nosek his condolences.
I'm very sorry for your loss. Daniel was a fan of my band. I had no wish to harm him.
That said, the prosecution has already appealed the decision to a higher instance court.
Jan Wellinger with that report.